At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Got to tell y'all how good it feels after weeks of not talking about a win to finally be discussing with our Atlanta Falcons. It's Dukes and Bell. We're live at Eagle Watch Golf Club. It's our Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic, guys. We do each and every year to benefit Pets for Vets. And tournament's still going on, but it's dwindling down as more and more guys are making their way into the clubhouse. But as far as the Falcons are concerned, Mike, slept good. Yesterday afternoon at around 4:30, it felt good.
Right.
Because for the last 5 weeks, it's felt terrible, especially with the way that we had lost these games. And as Mike and I have been discussing, the surprise, I think, for most of you and most of Falcon fans is how this offense all of a sudden was under center. Guys, and again, I don't want to get into the minutiae of this, but, you know, we have these different terminologies in football, 12 personnel, 11 personnel, 13 personnel. We were in three tight end sets yesterday, more than we've been all season. And why? Why are we all of a sudden doing this, Mike, when we've been clamoring
for
it?
Well, I mean, good for Zach. I think some of this was out of, necessity with Drake London not being out there, getting some other guys in the mix. Perhaps they felt that, you know, when you have some of the tight ends as far as protection issues, either way, Charlie Waters made some catches. I think Charlie Waters had more catches this season than his entire life in the NFL. Georgia boy doing good. But you're right. We did get to see the other guys, David Sills, you know, some of the other players that we saw back, you know, during camp having an effect, Drummond as well, but and Darnell Mooney and Kirk have got a chemistry. But we were talking a lot of guys relating to our take on, I get it, Michael Penix Jr. One guy says, why are you talking about Penix Jr.? Why are you talking about old ish? Well, eventually he's going to come back and maybe be the quarterback for this team. You drafted this guy. This is a guy we couldn't pass up. Terry Fondo came on our show and said, we'll never be selecting that high again. And this is a talent we can't miss out on. And then you use him, I don't know, it's like we're finesse with him. You know, it's like it doesn't pass the eye test. Those play-action plays we talked about, they look like they're in slow motion.
Yep.
Where he's pirouetting away from the running back. And then you see Kirk Cousins, who's, you know, an older guy, you know, coming off an Achilles, and there's fluidity with him under center. It's the way it's supposed to look, play-action. You freeze the linebacker for that half a count, which gets your or the corners for that matter, which gets your receiver open, making an easy catch. That's football 101.
It really is, and it's one of the reasons why this offense was able to be successful against the Saints defense yesterday.
A bad defense. I mean,
no,
look, they're a horrible offense, but that's a decent defense.
Yeah, the offense is crap. I agree. They still have some savvy vets. They're long in the tooth, but to your point, we were able to maneuver enough, and now the question becomes, can you gain momentum off of this and go beat a bad Jets team? Right? It's just, we all know this. This is another bad Jets team that we're going to see. And then what do you do from that point on? 404-726-0929. By the way, 2 o'clock hour was brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash. Let Wise Guys lights brighten your holidays this year. As we continue on with more football conversation, and coming up, by the way, we will get back into some college. conversation, including Lane Kiffin and the dogs and all the things we just talked about, including about Georgia Tech, because the interesting comments from people coming in on Georgia Tech. I think a lot of people are just mad that they lost the way they did.
Right.
But they love Brent Key, and they're still saying, Dukes, I hear you, but you got to pay him. You got to pay him, because if you don't, he's going to leave.
Right. But all of a sudden, Alec, as you said, I missed the conversation when I was out there in Europe with the Falcons. But, yeah, it's you don't want to overdo it, but it seems like there's no middle ground with these contract extensions.
Zero.
Teams just find them. So they're like, I think Brent certainly, he's got to tighten up the defense. They've got to improve. And they can do that through the transfer portal. They'll certainly, you would think, be enticements to bring some more guys in, and he's got the ability to draft as well. But as I said to you last week, you know, I expected a high-scoring game. I just didn't expect Pitt to do all of the scoring in the first half.
Right, right.
But all of a sudden, just to your point, it's not a knock at Brent, guys, but I'm with Carl. It's not the slam dunk that maybe you thought it was 10 days ago.
No, and look, I just don't ever think – we've said this for years. This goes back to Charlie Weiss, okay? We've said this for years. There's just no rush.
Teams outbid themselves.
That you're bidding against yourselves. This notion that eight teams are interested or eight universities or ADs are all interested,
right.
Some of that may be true, but most of it isn't. And I just think we all rush to judgment when it comes to paying our coaches because we're all afraid that we're going to lose a good thing. Let me tell you something. This whole Sark thing, nobody's calling Sark, okay?
Sark is not going anywhere.
No, nobody's calling him. This idea, like, I'm not going anywhere. These rumors out there, whatever, man. Stuff is put out there. Most times it's put out by the guy's agent.
Right.
And you're trying to create a market for himself. Either way, I do want to see Brent Key successful. All I'm saying is before Georgia Tech goes and cuts a $12 million check, slow your roll.
Is like, when is this information going to drop? Because now it almost feels like it's a done deal.
It does.
Because the vagueness of the statement that Ole Miss released last week that we talked about, well, by the Egg Bowl. Well, I mean, yeah, you're going to derail a great season. The chancellor's like, dude, really? You're going to pull this now? And LSU, of course, are like, hey, let's go. It's go time. I don't know how Lane Kiffin plays this. Either way, there's going to be hurt feelings.
Can I ask you something? They're paying, well, maybe not all of it, but most of it. Brian Kelly, $50 million to go
yes.
away.
Yeah.
And the reports are they're ready to pay Lane $90. Where the hell is all this money coming from?
Well, the key is if you're a student going to school somewhere in Louisiana, you don't have books or electricity or a bus because all that money goes to LSU to pay off all the things you're talking about.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Remember the movie True Detective?
Now, what am I being,
it's
gentlemen?
About
dig
as bad
deep
as, and as.
Dig deep.
Yeah, as bleak as that landscape looked at times in True Detective, the first season with Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson, that's what it's going to be like if you go to school in Louisiana.
It's true, man. I'm like, wait a minute, y'all are cutting this check for Brian to go right. away, and now you're like, we're bringing Lane in for 90 plus, and I'm yeah. like, what?
I don't know. I mean, do they take money from like the Department of Transportation and use that for the education? I don't know.
Well,
the roads need fixing too.
The roads need fixing.
Either way, somebody there's going to be a shortfall for somebody because that money is going to go to guys. One for not coaching and one who's coming to coach.
Unbelievable.
And they're saying it could be north of near $100 million.
Oh, my goodness. All right, man. We're going to get to more of that, more of your Falcon thoughts as well. But Big O back in the studio. We got to get to 4th-and-1, man. All right, look, the biggest story in the NFL yesterday was Shedeur Sanders. Like it or not. Everybody was paying attention. Everybody wanted to know what the deal was.
Even the president sounded off on it. I told you he was great. First start, he gets a win. Tremendous effort. I told you so. Hashtag told you so.
Hashtag told you so. I want you to hear what he said. Big O, Shedeur talking about people wanting him to fail. He had a big play in this game. He didn't hurt them. The other part of this is, guys, he's playing with the best defensive player in the league in
right,
Myles Garrett.
Right.
Myles Garrett is about to break the single-season sack record, okay? That was said again. You got to go back to Michael Strahan.
When Brett Favre sat down for him?
That's correct.
Right.
And then you think about T.J. Watt just a few years ago. I think he tied Strahan. Outside of that, you're talking about five or six more games to play, and this guy is on the tear he's on. I'm talking about Myles Garrett. But let's hear Shedeur because everybody's going, what's he going to be? He looked really good, and Day-Day just told us, our executive producer, Kevin Stefanski has named him the starter for next week.
Right.
Duh. Who else was he going to name the starter? Here's Shedeur.
Everybody's not in the best situation, but it's no excuse. You got to go out there and perform. Like, there's no choice, there's no question. Nobody cares if this was 1 week of prep. who cares? You know, so a lot of people want to see me fail, and it ain't going to happen. You know, it ain't going to happen.
Okay. I know there was another soundbite where he's like, we were joking around, like, with only a week, 1 week of prep, imagine what I could do. I said to Carl, I saw him Day-Day, he almost like Argyle at the end of Die Hard. If this is what they do for Christmas, I've got to be here for New Year's, okay? So he irked, again, even when he wins, he irks some people because he's got to have, supposed to have humility. Well, that's not his style.
No, it's not.
That's not the way it works. Stop with the hate. The kid did his job. And I get it. Yes, you're not your cup of tea. He comes from a family where they stick their chest out and they love themselves before they can love someone else. Get over it. Now let's see what he does. We're finally getting to see the kid play because that was we'll never know until he gets more shots under center. And here he is doing his job.
No doubt. 4th and 1 brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. A couple other things around the NFL, Mike. Bears beat the Steelers. Caleb Williams continues to win. Say what you want. The Bears look playoff bound.
Steelers wobbling, and a lot of folks in Pittsburgh saying, is it time for a change of regime? Because, you know, this is Aaron Rodgers is a one-year rental, and, you know, there's some good things on that team, but fundamentally they don't deliver the goods. That losing streak, let's be honest, Tomlin's lost a bunch of games this year, so we'll see. The Giants, that was a crazy game, the Lions Giants game. Giants decide to blow out Shane Bowen. He is the defensive coordinator. Mike Kafka is the interim head coach. Defense was just shredded at the end, so they blew out their defensive coordinator earlier. Dable got fired last week.
That boy Jahmyr Gibbs is something else, man.
How about that run, man? Run the daylight.
That boy, 15 carries, 219 yards for Jahmyr Gibbs.
So in my fantasy football leagues, both my opponents have Jahmyr Gibbs.
So you lost.
I lost.
I sat Wandell Robinson because he's so streaky. I went with Roma Dunze. Computer said Roma Dunze.
He didn't do jack.
Roma Dunze, he's slowing down. Friggin' most formats, he's 25 to 30 points, Robinson. I didn't get that. Either way, Giants and Detroit was probably the most entertaining game of the weekend.
Totally agree. Chiefs win. They beat the Colts guys in overtime, 23-20. They are not dead. Ravens are rising. They beat the Jets, 23-10, should I say. We get the Jets. We know that. They're coming up. And the Cowboys, the other big win was the Cowboys. They're come from behind victory, Mike, against the Eagles. Look, I know everybody says it. They got the best personnel, and they may be the deepest team in the league. Is their mind in the right place? The Eagles, are they mentally where they need to be?
I don't know. I mean, we've talked about, you know, the soap opera. They've dealt with this before. But Dallas, like, there's a chance if Dallas can get on a heater. I still don't think that defense can do it. But you're right. Philadelphia now, we talked about it last week. We have on from ESPN, join the show. Jeremy Fowler was saying he thinks that Philly can wobble out of this. He doesn't buy that they're going to be able to steady the ship, even though they've been through the soap opera 3 years in a row. And then the number one seed in the AFC, if the playoffs were today, everybody's got to go to Foxborough and go see John Vrabel. And
it's crazy.
How about that?
It's nuts. Matthew Stafford, the MVP, guys.
He's in the mix. I mean, you can make the argument.
Three touchdowns.
They went through Tampa like poop through a goose. That's what's so frustrating, guys. We're 4-7. We should be 6-5. We'd be tied with the Bucs. Those games that we blew, those winnable games like Carolina, Colts,
Dolphins,
49ers. Now, Dolphins pretty much whipped us. That was Cousins, remember? But I'm with you, Carl. We wobbled too much. That first loss to the Bucs, we didn't have a field goal kicker. Bucs now are without Baker Mayfield potentially.
Shoulder sprain for Baker Mayfield. They're getting an MRI today. We'll keep an eye out. Big O back in the studio. Let's keep an eye out if anything comes out. They may not release anything until later this week with Baker Mayfield. And tonight, Mike said it, Panthers at 49ers. It's a seven-point spread for the 49ers on Monday Night Football. All right, we're coming back. Defense was really good yesterday. Defense is playing well. And the biggest thing that you need to know about why the defense shouldn't be blamed for what's been going on with this football team. We'll tell you next on Sports Radio 92.9.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28. In-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At the game. Chef Cook.
The chef's name, last name is Cook.
Cook. That's right.
And he's doing a great job. They broke out the ribs, and man, great job from the executive chef and his staff. Ribs and the mac and cheese, the chicken. We went, how quickly can radio hosts eat during a commercial break? Let's watch. It's like a pie eating contest.
Well, yeah, man. I mean, like, and you know, you go all day, and, you know, not to complain. I mean, our lives are great, but I was hungry, so I had to get something. Yep. Hey, man, Mike, let's talk about this defense here for a second, because just statistically, yesterday may have been the Falcons' best game. Statistically, I'm talking about just from the defensive standpoint.
Right.
But one of the things is, and I know your point is valid, and I think a lot of people have said this, and by the way, there's enough blame to go around for this five-game losing streak, right? Today we're talking about a win, and we beat the Saints. Thank God. We don't have to hear Saints fans say anything. We beat you guys. Be quiet.
Taysom Hill averaged 1.7 yards per tote, and he's, like, been our kryptonite over the years.
Oh, he's killed us.
Ridiculous sets of circumstances. Kamara, only 3 carries for 11 before he tapped out. And Tyler's, it's a bad offense. It's just, it's not even close. I know that you know, the coaches brought in for offense. They don't have it yet. They don't have the pieces.
No.
They got aging pieces. Olave's probably the only viable weapon.
So with that said, as we talk about where this offense or this defense is specifically, the Cousins thing is one part of this, okay? And we're going to get back to that. If you're just joining us, the offense looked different yesterday. And they said they purposely did it to accommodate Kirk Cousins. My biggest problem is, why couldn't we accommodate Michael Pitts?
Yeah, I was having to say, so you play into your quarterback strength. This is I hopefully we'll get up there in time. Traffic Wednesday is a beast, but we'll be up at Flowery Branch.
Yep.
Really want to try to get in to be a part of that Zach Robinson press conference to ask, is it he can't do it under center, or you never thought to try to get Michael Penix under center? Why is there such a hesitancy or a pushback on him doing the things that 99% of NFL quarterbacks have to do? And we went back and we looked at the usage rate of the pistol with the Rams last year. And what did you say? It was like 18%.
That's right.
So that's – and we're using that, I mean, almost exclusively with Michael Penix Jr. So you can't say it's the way you do it with the Rams and Stafford, because it's not. I mean, there's a time for it in your offense. This is something I want to know. Why didn't you have flexibility to get Michael Penix Jr. comfortable under center? Well, I know you played shotgun all the time at Washington. Guess what? Now you're in the NFL. You live in play action under center. There will be times for shotgun in third and long, et cetera. Why is there such a pushback on it? But yet you can pivot to Cousins coming off an Achilles, and this guy, the offense just flows and looks better to the eyes.
Yeah, it's frustrating. And only because I don't know if they want to answer that. I mean, our coach has already, and he said, hey, Cousins feels more comfortable under center. His words, not ours. Than Michael Penix
does. Well, Penix Jr., and this is something we brought up we have a lot of Falcon fans out here today at Eagle Watch, said he doesn't look comfortable.
Yeah.
Michael Penix Jr. looked more comfortable last year in those three starts than he did this year.
I agree with that. I really do. The defense guys, and this is the kind of stuff that you have to take into account. Have we given up explosive plays? Yes. Have we been able to shut down some of the best players in the league? No. But yesterday, here's an example of why I say stop blaming the defense. The Falcons ran three plays in the third quarter. Three. It's the fewest in a quarter since 1991. Can you even imagine a quarter goes by and your offense runs three plays? Which means your defense was on the field for the rest of that quarter. If you go back and look at the Colts game or the game before that where you got out-snapped on the offensive side double to one, where the offense on the opposing team ran 75 plays, you ran 45. Guys, your defense has been on the field a lot. And so when we talk about teams wearing us down and we're giving up all this yards and all this stuff, that's a big part of it. Offense is your best defense. And when your offense yesterday runs three plays in the third quarter, Mike, I'm going, this is not good. We're lucky that they can't score because the Saints' offense sucks. But what happens when you play a good offense?
You're going to lose.
With a good running back.
They had 78 plays or 55, to your point, on Sunday.
That's
the
issue.
A bad offense.
Man.
A bad offense. And another thing, I know we did get a nice kick return, but we also gave up a 75-yard kick return.
I was so hot. Tell me you weren't upset at that.
I'm screaming at the TV. Special teams has been brutal. You know, we had I was about to tweet, well, we've got everything we need. We have Kyle Pitts quiet quitting, doing the volleyball. He's got two tips. Penix Jr. had an interception in that Giants game last year because he plays patty cake freaking thing. Yep. Make a professional catch, Kyle Pitts. So you had that. You did have a nice 56-yard field goal. We talked about Zane Gonzalez. That's a pleasant surprise. But you had, as you said, Carl, in that third quarter, a ridiculous amount of time that your defense has got to be on the field. It's insane. They ran 15 plays, 74 yards, and you turned them over and you stopped them on downs.
That's right.
That's the ultimate bend, don't break.
I just want, and again, no excuses. Do we need to be better? Yes. But the bottom line is that's been part of this narrative during this losing streak where your offense has been hot garbage. You're not picking up first downs. We're one of the worst third down conversion teams in the league. And your defense is on the field all damn day. But yet here we are going, oh, the defense. No. Under those circumstances, we're still getting sacks. We're still getting turnovers.
Right.
So I just think we got to chill a little bit on that. I'm not telling you we got the best defense in the league.
I just think.
But that's a lot, Mike. That's a lot for any defense to ask
for. I do think is, Ulbrich, you got to stop Christian McCaffrey. You got to do a better job of stopping Jonathan Taylor. It's not Ulbrich's fault that they quit on that play
when
they thought the tackling was it. Yep. Caden Ellis said it. They thought they had him wrapped up. Talking about the Berlin game, that's where he busted open. That's when it becomes an eye-popping number of 244 yards. But still, you know, I will say that you are – I'm with you 75% on that.
Okay.
You know, because it's fundamental football. You're going to wear out a defense when you're on the field that much. I still think your defense needs to make better plays. But last week, this week, we're seeing these guys. You talked about Pearson, Jalen Walker, Xavier Watts. He gets the pick. Another ball hawk and play from him. Billy Bowman. We got the crazy news of an Achilles injury. Now he's on the IR. We've got some real – this year – Our general manager drafted some really good defensive pieces. I'll give you credit on that. It's the misfiring nature and the inconsistency, schizophrenic nature of this offense, which is the story of 2025.
And that's been our biggest issue.
And we go into 2026 not even knowing what Michael Penix Jr. is.
No, and we also go into 2026 saying, is Kirk Cousins your starter? Is he your guy? Like, all the crap, Mike, we –
Imagine with Drake London. Imagine if he gets Drake back in the mix.
Exactly. And hopefully he will. I mean, here in the next week or so. But, you know, and by the way, update on the surgery stuff. Day-Day just told us. Coach said today, again, we're out here with our charity golf classic. So Mike and I have been, you know, hanging out and interacting with all of our listeners. But Coach did say today that Michael Penix is going to have the surgery probably tomorrow. It's going to happen in L.A. And also Billy Bowman is going to have surgery as well for that Achilles. So – the good news is, guys, they're getting to it. But if you write the date down right now and you say Achilles for Billy Bowman, it's a year, right? It's a year.
Right.
If you write the date down for Michael Penix, and let's just hope that's, you know, again, it's reconstructive, but it's a partial tear, blah, blah, blah. What does that look like? Is that 8 months from the time he's going to have the surgery?
Right.
You're still looking at him not starting the season on time.
You can always hit us up on Twitter, Carl's. Put him up. C Dukes. I'm Mike Bell, ATL. Eric hits us up going, asked about the Penix question about why wasn't he under center.
Yeah.
He says he can't be under center. Doesn't know how. He doesn't want to be under center. That's his take. Another guy talking about Ra. He goes, did you guys see Ra lighten up Felipe Franks after he committed a special teams penalty? I did. And he brings up a great point because that's the first time in 2 years that Ra looked like he had a pulse on the sideline. That's from Angry Beavers, our boy Mike Beavers, with a meme of a like an alpaca chewing gum.
Teams has killed us. When we say teams, we're talking about special teams, okay? So that's the abbreviated version. When we say teams, special teams has killed us. And that was a moment in the game where the game's still in the balance. It wasn't like we had taken control at that point. They could have came back down. If their offense was worth a damn, they could have easily gone in and scored. They just weren't any good. But it doesn't mean that the special teams shouldn't play better. And how many kickoff returns, Mike, are we going to give up during the season?
And that's the thing. We've talked about this. This is a bad New Orleans team. You're giving them a pulse. You're giving them life. And that's the thing which, you know, again, I said it earlier, and Arch got on my case last week about, you know, Marquise Williams. How does he keep his job? I mean, everybody else who didn't – like, I can't bring up Ike Hilliard. People get triggered. But other guys got fired on this team. 75-yard kick return. We had a 25-yard kick return we allowed. Punt was pretty good. But on kickoffs, that's not – this is driving me crazy with this team. Now, the good news is we had a 39-yard kick return from Jamal Agnew, and Drummond had a 25-yarder. But, again, you're allowing bad teams to flip the field against the defense, which you said is already tasked.
That's right. Quick note on our rookies. Jalen Walker, 5 sacks. James Pierce Jr., 4.
That's great. You and I said, can we get to 10 or 12 for these guys? Goodbye. We're on pace.
We're on pace. Each recorded sacks yesterday. And they are number 1 and number 2, respectively, among rookies in the sack leader category. We have the number 1 and number 2 sack leaders on our football team, and they're both rookies.
Is Arthur Blank going to see this team make a run, win a bunch of these games down the stretch, finish 7-10, and bring everybody back? And how does that make Falcon fans feel? I mean, you're stumbling out of some things that are working. You know, the Kirk Cousins things we've covered. We'll talk more about it. Take the calls, too, on that, Carl. But I wonder where Arthur Blank goes with this. Because are we going to give you just enough where some fans are going to roll their eyes and go, oh, great, the gang, which couldn't figure this out in the start of the season, gets a reprieve?
We do want to take your calls, 404-726-0929. You are more than welcome to chime in. We want to know what you're thinking. What did you think about yesterday? We're coming back. What's on Day Day's mind? We're live at Eagle Watch Golf Club. It's Dukes.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bell. This is going to be a big week in college football. Unfortunately, feels like a little bit of the luster has been lost with Georgia Tech.
A little bit.
They will take on the Dogs. We will talk about it. It's going to be a short week for Mike and I and most of you who will celebrate, of course, Thanksgiving. And we will work on Wednesday, and then we won't be back until the following Monday. But a lot of stuff is going to happen between now and then, guys, including the Falcons in another game they cannot lose after winning yesterday. And before we get to Day-Day and what's on Day-Day's mind, a couple of things as guys are hitting us up, and we want to talk to you at 404-726-0929 on a Falcon Monday live from Eagle Watch Golf Club. We are happy that we won. We are just a little perplexed in why some of the stuff we as a fan base have been asking for, and yet they haven't been able to do it or didn't do it for whatever reason.
Right.
And here's the part that, you know, whether you are on the side of, okay, I think everybody needs to come back and this regime needs another shot, or you're on the other side where you say, I've seen enough and we've made too many mistakes and we shouldn't be in this situation and everybody needs to go. These are the kind of things as ownership should be looking at, Mike, and saying, why were you able to do this and not able to do that?
Right.
And that alone is a question that, you know, Raheem Morris is going to have to answer. And if the answer is, well, you know, Kirk Cousins is just better at this, well, then my answer is, well, why wasn't he playing? And I know that sounds crazy.
Right.
And I know how mad we all were with the whole faking the injury thing. But if you're just simply going to tell me he's better, then why wasn't he playing?
Right. And this gets back to this stupid soap opera that you created when you did this. One or the other. That's why, I mean, like, I know, not in a million years, Carl, could you have envisioned the wackiness of last year than this year.
No.
But still, you create this monster because you pivot, whether the team wants to admit it or not, that you didn't like the way Kirk Cousins handled the injury situation. Not being forthcoming, then said, oh, no, I was hurt. So then you say, okay, we're turning the page. Michael Penix Jr., we're giving you the keys. And then you don't have him ready for the job. Zach Robinson and your staff, you don't have him able to do all the things he needs to do. And I get it. There's a learning curve. And, you know, what's the line? You can spoon feed him, or you can hit him with a fire hose for all the information he's got to process. But, I mean, I'm sorry. I love the analogy. One of our listeners, a couple of listeners brought this up. Shanahan saw Matt Ryan and said, well, there's more things we can do. Matt's not a mobile quarterback, but I'm going to get him doing some rollouts now. We're going to, and Matt was joking around, but I'm going to have to start taping my friggin' ankles now. But these were the high percentage plays that got Matt into a rhythm, which led all the way to an MVP season.
Did.
You know, you got the best out of him. I'm sorry, I didn't realize Michael Penix Jr. comes out exclusively from Washington. Oh, I can never do anything but shotgun. Then you drafted the wrong guy. You drafted the wrong guy. Or your coaching staff and your general manager are on a disconnect because you don't know how to use the guy the general manager gave you.
Cousins, 16 of 23, 199 yards, two touchdowns. The pick, again, do you blame Pitts or Cousins? Either way, it was a tip ball.
It's a play that Pitts,
you know.
If Pitts wants to pretend he's, maybe Pitts, you know what? I know where Pitts should go.
Where?
Doesn't have to go to another team.
Where?
Pro beach volleyball. Because this guy can set for anybody. He'll go be a dink master. And now here's Kyle Pitts and Karch Karai, Kings of the Beach. Freaking volleyball and stuff all over the place.
You know what?
Man.
On those slow Sundays in the summer, I do find myself watching that stuff. Usually the ladies. All right. Let's talk to Day-Day here, man. We're going to grab some of your phone calls as well. These are the things that are bugging us.
Right.
We're happy we won. Dude, I'll take a win any Sunday. I don't care how it happens. It feels good today to be here and not have to hear Saints fans chirping. But why are we talking about these situations that should have been figured out or at least should have not been,
right,
Mike, issues on the table? And now it's just got a lot of Falcon fans wondering. And by the way, if you weren't a Kirk Cousins fan, bet you are now. Bet after last night.
You
yesterday,
are
you are now.
Hey, man. I'm looking at the NFL. The Cowboys are averaging 266 yards passing. That's the league best. We're sitting there in the middle of the pack, Carl, just below the middle at 209 per game. You know, you look at the elite teams. Colts are throwing for like 40 more yards a game than us. Patriots, 40 more yards. Rams, 50 more yards than us. San Francisco with injured quarterbacks and backups taking over.
Matt Jones.
Averaging more than 50 more yards a game in the passing game.
That's crazy. It's crazy. 404-726-0929. We will take your phone calls. More college football coming up at the 4 o'clock hour. Day-Day, what's on your mind, man? What are you thinking?
Well, first off, still thinking about Georgia Tech.
You were there.
I was
what
there.
What was the vibe like when this
It was
started?
Electric early.
Right.
Very early. And then that electricity was gone about 10 minutes in, it seemed like. But I say all that to say, man, like, You know, I'm not originally from Georgia. You know, transplant like so many of us, but been here long enough. But when it comes to college football, no real allegiance to Georgia Tech. My wife will say Georgia Tech because
she went there.
She went there, right. Ran track, cross country, all that stuff. But me personally, no real allegiance. I root for both, right? I'd love to see both of them do well. But I woke up Sunday morning, and I was like, she must have converted me. Because I was down and out about that loss.
Right.
Like, I never felt that way about seeing Georgia Tech lose. And I just kept thinking, like, geez. I mean, you said it earlier. Everything, you literally controlled what
right.
could happen.
Everything's out there, man.
Everything is
touching
out there.
Your ticket to the ACC,
see,
the playoff, the highest final.
Yes,
everything.
Like, everything. And it just, I woke up so hurt on Sunday, and I looked at her and I was like, you converted me.
So now you're a jacket?
I think I am.
He's a jacket.
I think I am.
It's like, those Modelo ads about the husband who buys into his wife's team. Okay.
But all jokes aside, you guys talked about the fact that, and you're right, Carl, I still think he should get an extension, but with him not being able to at least get to the championship game, now I do say, okay, maybe Georgia Tech holds back on the extension, but in reality, does he really have the financial backing he needs to make this team?
If they're not gonna
extend him,
okay,
do they need to make sure financially they're giving him the support that he needs to really make this? Because the problem with their defense is part of it is, A, they were injured a lot this year. They don't have the depth. You look at Georgia, that's what Georgia's been able to do. That's what Alabama's
right.
been able, that's what all these big programs have been able to do over the years is build depth. And they can let these guys know, okay, look, you might not be the starter right now, but you just, you know, we talk about all the time what Kirby breeds over there, right? And it's hard for Brent Key to really kind of have that kind of depth. And I think moving forward, if Georgia Tech really wants to be in the mix and in the conversation, if you don't want to extend him significantly, then you got to at least put the money behind him to build this program into what it should be, if that's what you really want your program
to
be.
Do you think Jay Batt would handle it differently? Who's gone, of course.
Don't know. I don't know. But I do agree with your premise. And look, we have to see it in real life. What I mean is there's a lot of talk always when you hire a new coach about what's going to be done. But we just saw James Franklin get a job where there is a new found commitment
to the money they're
willing to spend to make them a competitor and a competitive program, not only in the ACC, but they feel like they should be in the national, you know, conversation. Georgia Tech should be too. So if Virginia Tech's going to do that, to your point, what is the commitment financially to say, here's how we're going to upgrade the program, here's all the things we're going to do to make sure you have the resources, Brent, to do everything you can. I don't know if he stepped into that, Mike. I actually think, look, let's be real. He's done more with less, which is a lot of people. That's why people think he should get more money.
Right.
But are they truly committed to doing those kinds of things? And so I don't disagree with what you're saying.
Because, you know, we know what Josh Brooks is a money man. He's great at passing the hat. And Georgia doesn't want for anything. Kirby's got more assistants than Mark Fick could have ever dreamed of.
True.
And all the other things they've got. Ryan Alpert is the director, AD at Tech. Came from Tennessee where he did the Josh Brooks thing, you know, passing the hat and all that. So now it's just a matter of, hey, you know, if you're the athletic director and you're Brent, I gave you a taste of the good life. We were living in rarefied air for about 10 weeks. Right, this season?
Yep.
Until it kind of came crashing down. There's some limitations. Need a little bit more money. And I think if you could get everybody on the same page, I think they can. I thought Jay Batt was doing that before he left. Mm-hmm. But you nailed it. What's your collective? How are you getting these elite athletes? Because I don't want this to be, and I said to Carl on Friday, kind of reminds you of the George O'Leary teams. They score a ton of points. They couldn't stop anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Joe Hamilton would throw for 350 yards and they'd lose 45-42. You know, and that's they gotta fix it.
Yeah. All right, I stalled long enough. Let's get to the picks.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
We
all took Georgia Tech. Because we all believed in Georgia Tech. It wasn't like we're trying to jinx somebody. That's why we were. It's funny because I was on Twitter. I was like, come on, Tech. And I had some Georgia men. Why are you rooting for Georgia Tech? Because I want this game Friday to mean something
exactly.
even more.
Yeah.
To have extra juice.
You're right.
Yeah. I think we want a rising tide to raise all the ships in Atlanta sports, man.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah. All right. Well, you guys forced me to take the Lions at 11.5, even though
How'd that work out?
Well, they wouldn't have covered the 10 right. that I wanted them at anyway. So I took an L there.
They did fire the Giants defensive coordinator.
Yeah, they did.
They should have lost that game.
They've lost five. I think it's five games that they've been leading in the fourth quarter.
Giants.
They've lost. The Giants.
Yes. Right. Well, that's the thing. But they don't. Good teams can finish. Bad teams can't finish.
Yeah.
But the Lions are wobbling now, too.
Yeah.
The Eagles are wobbling. Lions are wobbling. Now the Rams look like the team all of a sudden you sit kind of edging up a little bit.
They do, man.
Yeah. So I took an L on that one. Me and Carl both did get Oklahoma right with the 6.5. Mm. And then I took an L. I should have took the spread of SMU because they were a 2-point favorite. I should have took that. I took the over, which
underrated,
was 50.
Man.
50
is
Battier
healthy? Because there was like no offense in that Missouri game with Oklahoma.
He played.
He did. Yeah. It was a defensive battle, man. And
yeah.
And you know, look, that's what they're going to hang their hat on in these playoffs. If they're still a 2-loss team, but you know, their defense is going to keep them in games. I just don't think they have enough offense to do anything, Mike, in the playoff.
Right.
When it comes to surviving the playoff three, four weeks to get to a national championship.
Yeah. So me and Carl both 1-2. Carl's other picks was the Chiefs-Colts. Chiefs win, but they don't cover the 3.5.
Right. Mike, it was a push. It was a push.
Yep. Right now you're at 0-2. You need San Francisco to come through tonight for you.
I need San Fran to beat Carolina by 7.
Yeah, I think you should be okay on that one. Orin's the only one that had a winning mark this week.
Big O.
Oh, Big O went 2-1. His only loss was the Georgia Tech pick. He took the Cowboys.
He should have never jumped on it.
Yeah.
He ruined it.
He was the one.
I'm looking at all these games. You know, you know when you're watching the scoreboard on Saturday afternoon, you're like, why did I take that one? Why did I take that one? Why am I betting on Lincoln Riley and USC?
Right.
You know, gutless team that's going to fade on the and that's what they did. Put some points up early.
We should implement a bye week next year where everyone gets to pick a week where they don't want to pick. If
Oregon
you just don't
beat,
like
it. Oregon beat them down.
They
man.
Beat
Oregon,
them down.
They won by 15. Spread was 10.
Yeah. But they were, I want to say at one point they were up by at least 20. Yeah. So his ones that he won on was the Cowboys. They did cover the 3.5. And then, of course, the Falcons covered the 2.5. So.
Right.
He did pick the Falcons.
So current standings. Mike, as of now, 16-22. You're waiting on your one.
Damn.
I'm 21-18, so I'm falling back to the pack. Oren, 17-22, and Carl, 18-21.
All right.
Three games under, baby.
Yeah, look, anything can happen. This is why these picks are fun. Anything can happen, just like during the season. We'll see what happens tonight on Monday night.
I need 5 points from Rico Dowdle. I need 5 points and no fumbles. I need Rico Dowdle to run for 50 yards, man. Do something. Catch a pass or two.
I think he will. Look.
When it comes down to I beat Johnny by a 40 one-hundredths of a point last week, so now it's karma. I'm going to sweat this at Rico Dowdle tonight. Pretty bad Monday night game unless you feel the Carolina Panthers have turned a corner after beating us.
Here's the deal. If they win tonight, like, you got to start recognizing where Carolina is in this thing, specifically in the NFC.
They're 6-5. The Bucs are 6-5. We said this earlier. The most frustrating thing about the games we blew this year is that Tampa Bay is now really hemorrhaging.
Yep.
The injuries are catching up with them. They're 6-5, man. They looked awful last night.
Yeah. It is. It's crazy. Hey, man, it's Dukes and Bell. We're live at the Brown Grass Golf Charity Golf Classic here at Eagle Watch. The tournament is
– raised a lot of money for Pets for Vets.
We did, man. And by the way, you still can too. I want to remind you that because I know there are many of you who are saying, hey, I did not get a chance to potentially come play and, you know, is there anything that I can do? You can still go to the website, 929thegame.com, and go and contribute, all right, to the Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic. You click on the events page and you can donate to Pets for Vets, even if you cannot be here. So there are still ways to give, and you can get in on the auction items as well.
Right on.
All right, man. We're coming back. 4 o'clock hour straight ahead. What happened to Georgia Tech? Georgia handles business. What are the college football playoff rankings going to look like on Tuesday as we head into rivalry week?
And where's Lane going to go?
That's the biggest question.
Right?
It's Dukes and Bell.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see Rates and Fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.